London calling. David here. This one's not about London at all. It's about the great worldwide walking tours bazaar and how we as travelers can sort the wheat from the weeds. And it's really the first in a little series I'm going to get going here. I, of course, have a professional interest in the matter of high-quality walking tours. Professional interest annealed by a fair old bit of experience, over 40 years to be exact. But in this case, my professional interests take a back seat to my personal interests. And by that I mean, Mary and I travel a lot. Well, we did before Comrade COVID got in on the act. And as travelers, we're addicted to walking tours. Well, to extremely high-quality walking tours. When we're planning our trips, we do our homework. We go to a lot of trouble making sure that when we get to Chiang Mai or Cordoba or Prague or Bergen or KL or wherever it is we're going, we're going to be able to get the best walking tours going, the best guides in that particular destination. It borders on the obsession, Arthurness. But if you think it through, it's eminently reasonable. The thought will be something like, we've got 3 days in Cordoba. This is our one shot. We won't be returning. Too many other places we want to go to. So it's important that we get it right as we can anyway. Get it right on where we stay, the restaurants we go to, the places we visit, the guides we use. We've only got 3 mornings and 3 afternoons in Cordoba. That's 6 and 6 only, precious blocks of visiting time. We're not going to waste one of them on a third-rate guide, not if we can help it at any rate. Ergo the homework, the preliminary research and spadework, the preparation. We've even developed a metric that we wheel out because it helps concentrate our minds and thus get it right. We add up all the expenses of the trip, the flight, the hotel, restaurants, entrance charges, taxis, etc., and divide them by the number of days we're in, say, Cordoba. That gives us a per diem cost. We then divide that by 2, morning and afternoon. A quick 3-day getaway visit, let's say it comes to £2,500. For the two of us, that's £800 a day, which works out at £400 a morning or afternoon. So that €15, €15 if we're in Spain, walking tour in, say, Cordoba, didn't cost €15. It cost £400. It's a huge leap, €15 to £400. But it's the hard facts of the matter. £400 is what economists call the opportunity cost, and you'd be a fool not to take it into account, and even more of a fool to throw that £400 away, not to do your homework, and make sure that you've got a really good guide, a guide worth the £400 that morning's tour is costing you. So how do you do it? What can you do to increase your chances of getting a really good guide? Over the years, and believe me, some of it's been hard-earned experience, we've thrashed out, fashioned for ourselves, some guidelines. Guidelines that we follow religiously. Guidelines that stand us in good stead. What I'm going to do in this little series is take them one at a time. Starting with, in this talk, chains. If it's a walking tour operator that's a chain, we avoid them. Wouldn't touch them with the proverbial barge pole. Why is that? Let's think about Noma, the famous restaurant in Copenhagen. Restaurant Magazine crowned Noma the best restaurant in the world in 2010, 2011, 2012, and 2014. and the second best in the world in 2019. At no little risk of belaboring the obvious, McDonald's is never going to be crowned the best restaurant in the world. It's the difference between a chain and a unique, individual, local business. Everything about Noma is local, seasonal, individual. That's what it takes to be world-class. And walking tours are like restaurants. Local is the be-all and end-all. That's the very definition, the raison d'etre of walking tours. Personal story. 15 years ago or so, we were trying to find the Amsterdam equivalent of London Walks. There didn't seem to be one. I love Amsterdam. It's my second or maybe third favorite city in Europe. For about 15 minutes, I had the crazy idea, let's set up a London Walk-style operation in Amsterdam. It was a completely crazy idea. I realized just how crazy it was after a few minutes. A crazy idea because even though I've been to Amsterdam a few times, I don't know it. Certainly don't know it well enough to guide walking tours there, let alone run a walking tour operation there. Don't speak the language, don't know anybody there, don't know the local customs and calendar and the scene generally. Be an act of the utmost folly, to say nothing of hubris, to go waltzing off to Amsterdam, thinking that I could, on the side, in addition to running London Walks, put together a decent walking tour program in the Venice of the North. Absolute cobblers, the thought. And after all, it's hard enough trying to get it right here in London. You cannot do it part-time. You cannot do it from afar, from some international headquarters half a world away. You have to be in the city where you're running the walking tours. Not just be in the city where you're running them, you have to be of the city. You have to know it backwards and forwards, inside out, and that's not a static matter, because a great city is like a huge wave. It's moving and moving fast. And if you're doing walking tours in that great city, you have to ride that wave. You're surfing it. You have to know what you're doing. It cannot be done properly from another country. It's a different story if it's widgets that are machine-made and said machines can be set up and operated anywhere, Guatemala or Thailand or Angola. A walking tour isn't a widget, doesn't come out of a machine, can't be programmed from Los Angeles or Tokyo or Helsinki. Bottom line, for us, on our travels, we want, if we can possibly get it in our sights, a walking tour that's a Noma, not one that's a McDonald's. We dig, we ask about, we research. If there's so much as a whiff of chain coming off a walking tour outfit, wherever they are, that's an automatic dismissal. We rule them out, give them a miss. They're not for us. We can do better than that. A whole lot better. Noma restaurant better. That's a world better, world-beating better. Okay, that's it. As I said, this podcast is our opening salvo in the matter of sorting the wheat from the weeds when it comes to walking tours. Good night from London, or good day as the case may be. Keep well. See you again tomorrow. May there be many Noma-class restaurants and walking tours on your travels.